But she'd laugh and get up and go again, catching lunch, and ride bicycle. I never could ride a bicycle. I couldn't hold it up. I'd fall.
Those things they put on the horse's feet, what do they call those?
Shoe the horses. See, they had a shop, a regular blacksmith shop.
Uh-huh.
And they took the horses there. And the man in there, he had the iron, and he'd get it red hot. Ugh. And then he'd take that thing and clean that horse foot out good.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
What do they call that part of the foot?
Well, it's just like you bathe your feet. Sometimes dead skin on the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm. Well, the horse where they traveled, they'd have nails, little mm-hmm. rocks, you know, stuck all in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd clean all that out and then pull the shoe off and put a new one on.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the part of the horse's foot that they put the shoe on?
Hoof.
Hoof. Well, if all four of them, you say a horse has
four legs, four feet.
Or four what?
Four shoes. Four mm-hmm. hoofs.
Okay.
Then the hawk have a hoof. They got 4 feet too, you know.
Do you have hogs?
Sure. We used to kill hogs. A woman, Louise come up here yesterday and cooked a pot this high full of chitlin.
Uh-huh.
She called me and asked me, could she come up here and cook some chitlins? I said, yeah, come on. She bought them, buy them out the store now.
What about those?
When they kill the hogs when they get cold weather, well, they would cut that hog up.
Mm-hmm.
They'd cut the, what you call the spare ribs, you know, the side where the ribs is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they'd cut that off to itself and cut it up in pieces, and that was called spare rib. Well, the thigh piece down here, you'd call that a pork roast,
mm-hmm.
and the shoulders and like that. Mm-hmm. And they'd take the head, cut it up, and make hog head hash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, they ate that. But you know, the doctor said people in America kill themselves with a knife and fork, because foreign people don't have what we have, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You see that on TV. They starving. So many of them don't have what we have.
What about those big teeth that a hog has in front?
Tush. Call them tushes. Uh-huh. Hog tushes.
What about the things they eat out of?
Well, they eat out of trough.
Uh-huh.
You have a trough and you put all your garbage and stuff in there and they'd eat it up.
If you had a whole bunch of hogs, you'd have to have...
You'd have to feed them real food. You'd give them corn. They eat anything the horses eat.
Uh-huh.
See, they had a tall thing they call a silage. Mm-hmm. A great big round brick thing went up high as this house. And they had a ladder went up with it. And they kept all the fodder, corn, and the horses' food and stuff up there.
Uh-huh.
They'd have to go up and throw it down and hay and stuff in the evenings and feed the horses and the mules.
What about if you had more than one trough, you'd say you had a whole bunch
You'd have to have more than one trough, because you see, people in the country, they'd have 8, 9, 10 hogs, sometimes 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now just us farmers, renters and things, we'd have maybe 2, 3. And they kill them when it get cold enough. You hear them, if it turn off cold, you hear them say, well, we're gonna kill the hogs in the morning. They put on a pot of water, they kill that hog, and scald him. You had
uh-huh.
to put that hot water on to get that hair. It would they come just as white and pretty. Then when they cut him open, you took the entrails out, and you had to wash all that stuff out of him,
mm-hmm.
put them in a tub, and you turned them. You wash them, and then you turn them wrong side out. And wash them again and again till they be pretty and white. Then you cut up the lean meat. We had a sausage grinder, meat grinder,
mm-hmm.
and you hooked on the end of the table and you poke your meat in there and have something left for it to come out in.